This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we got a lot to talk about, but I gotta tell you guys something. I don't really give book reviews, and I don't do too many movie reviews because I don't know if your guys' taste is similar to my taste. You know, I like stupid funny movies, you know, like Ted and Deadpool and things where you just really escape. Yeah, there are some good movies out there that make you think, and I like those movies, but if you ask me what have been my favorite movies of all time, I'd say Die Hard. I'd say, especially the first one, and I like the second one too a lot. I would say the Back to the Future series. I love the Back to the Future. I love Star Wars. Lord of the Rings, especially the first set. The Indiana Jones movies. Yeah, I mean, I like adventure, I like fun, Ted, Deadpool, and X-Men, I like the X-Men, I like the Marvel, not as much of a fan of the DC Comics, but I'll still see every movie. So anyway, I just kind of like, I like movies where you get to escape. Don't make me think too much. So, one of my buddies recommended that I read the book Ready Player One. Now, I didn't know anything about it. Like, I was like, real player what? It's Ready Player One. He said there's going to be a movie coming out in the spring. And so I don't read a lot of books. My last official book before I started reading books recently was Beezus and Ramona, right, back in the 80s. Or maybe the Nancy Drew or the Hardy Boys. I really didn't like reading books. No, scratch that. In high school, we had to read Of Mice and Men, and a lot of the John Steinbeck books. We had to read Jane Eyre, Madame Bovary, right, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, Madame Bovary. I know, that's, I was like, okay, that's going to be me later. So, I did read books in high school, but the problem is once you go through college, 4 years of college, and then 4 years of medical school, and then 3 years of residency, and you have to read medical journals, you don't want to read anything else. I have to do so much reading, so I'm not a huge fan of that. And then when my buddy said, you got to read Ready Player One, I'm like, I'm not going to buy a book that's $25 or $30. Some of these books are expensive. That you only read once, and then the book is sitting around. I just don't read books twice, except the Bible. I'll read the Bible again. That's fine. But other than that, I mean, you already know what's in it. So he said, get a library card. You get a library card, the book is for free. So I believe it was November or December. I try to borrow it from the library. And I love how you do this online, because I don't like going into libraries. I don't fit really well into a library. Because I walk into a library and it's like, shh. Like all I did was walk in, shh. Why do I have to be quiet? Shh. Where's the bathroom? Shh. So I don't really do well in libraries. So I'm like, I can access a library book for free at home. So I request Ready Player One. I was number 150 or something in the queue, right? 150 in the line. And I was like, are you kidding me? So just last week, right as the movie came out or whatever, Ready Player One, I finally went through the list and I got the book. That is the fastest book I ever read. I read that book in about 4 or 5 days. And wow, it was incredible. Now, I'm worried because I saw the previews for the Ready Player One movie. And as any of you guys saw the Ready Player One movie, let me know. I think I'm going to be disappointed. The book is so damn good. That book is so good. I would actually read it a second time. That's how good it is. It made me laugh. There were some cuss words in it. I mean, I was like, this is like a real story. And so basically, for those of you guys not really too sure what all the hype is with this Ready Player One, for those of us that grew up in the 80s, it really knows how to grab your heartstrings, because it brings up so much 80s stuff, whether it's music, whether it's movies. Basically, it takes place in the future where you log into this, I guess, computer system called Oasis. So while the world has fallen apart, you know, whatever, it's like a horrible recession or depression, and people are losing jobs, and I don't know, a bunch of, I guess, ultra-liberal policies must have taken over. But anyway, the world is falling apart economically, okay? This is way beyond Trump has left power. This is where I don't know who the heck was in power. People find their escape on this Oasis, and you do anything on Oasis. You have virtual money, etc. You have your avatar, and you live through this avatar. And this Oasis, you could even go to school there. The public schools are so bad, they could even go to school through this Oasis system. And I guess there's this contest. And there's this contest, don't worry, I'm not going to give any spoilers away. There's this contest where you, whoever I guess created it, kind of like the Steve Jobs of this Oasis, Halliday was the name. If you win this egg, you will become a multi-billionaire. So millions of people across the world and their avatars within this game are trying to find this magic egg. And you go through this process. And, of course, there's bad guys and things like that. But I'm reading this, and I'm not going to tell you the storyline. And, again, I don't know if the movie does it justice. I'm hearing the movie brings up a lot of 80s stuff. And I guess the reason why the 80s comes out is because the guy, this Halliday, that made the contest really loved the 80s, especially the John Hughes films. So they used those for clues. So, all these characters, songs, you know, things like that. So, I haven't watched the movie yet, so I hope you guys like it. I think on GCN Live, there's a review. I guess John Cazares or one of our network guys had written a review of Ready Player One. But, I'm a little scared after that book. Because I totally see us being taken over by some giant, whether it's Amazon, whether it's, I don't know, Walmart and Friends, whether it's whatever. But as we get more dependent on our computers and the internet, whether it's Facebook or whatever, people prefer that than real life. You could purchase whatever you want, get it delivered. You never have to see people again. And look how isolated a society we've become in just the decade that Facebook's been around. So I want to talk about that. I mean, can a society where you just do everything through the computer work? Do we want it to work? I think people want that. I'm scared to death. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com sunnybayheatingpad.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, when does a company get too big? Facebook? Amazon? A lot of news about both of them. First, on Facebook. Starting today, the 87 million users who might have had their data shared with Cambridge Analytica for the election will get a detailed message on their news feeds. Now, I don't think I've gotten that yet. I logged into Facebook earlier today. I don't know if I'm one of them or not. They're definitely, I don't think Cambridge Analytica wanted my data because, you know, every time I go and get my IUD changed out, or a pap smear or a mammogram, they're probably like, you know what, this girl is whack. We don't need this. Let's move on. I can't look at her unshaved legs another day. But I guess 87 million users are going to get a detailed message on their news feeds. And Facebook says most of the affected users, more than 70 million, are in the U.S., but you also have some in the Philippines, Indonesia, and U.K. 2.2 billion Facebook users are going to receive a notice titled Protecting Your Information, with a link to see what apps they use and what information they've shared with those apps. If they want, they could shut off apps individually or turn off third-party access to their apps completely. That's what I think I'm going to do, the third-party access. The problem is if I need to log on to something, and I'm just as guilty of this, if I don't want to make a new password or try to remember a new password and they say log in with Facebook, that's what I do. It makes it easier. I just log in with Facebook and I don't have to remember. I don't even know my Facebook password because I have it on the automatic, and that's so bad. But it's just these passwords now have to have capital letters. They have to have characters. They have to be over 8 to 12 letters long. I just can't do it. So Facebook right now is in full damage control. CEO Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged that he made a huge mistake in failing to take a broad enough view of the Facebook's responsibility in the world. He has said to testify before Congress this week. Sheryl Sandberg, I think that's his sister, I guess, and chief operating officer of Facebook, said on CNBC, this is a huge breach of trust. People come to Facebook every day. They depend upon us to protect our data, and I'm sorry that we let so many people down. Now, you or I are probably looking at this from the outside, whether we have Facebook or not, going, well, I'm not surprised. We knew our data was being shared. We knew that if you get to do something for free, there's got to be some way somebody profits on the back end. And Facebook ads, I don't think, bring in as much revenue as people think. So for me to go onto Facebook and do that stuff for free, just like YouTube or whatever, or Google, there has got, and I know we have internet providers, and Facebook and them don't make money off the internet providers. So we knew that somebody was making money off of what we post or do anyway. Most of us didn't care because, well, we put it up on Facebook, it's, you know, out there. But what about our birthday? What about our passwords? What about our preference? What about the idea that they're studying us and they're looking at our searches? If I want to look up an ex-boyfriend, I want to do that in private. I'm not stalking anybody, but if I want to know that somebody I said no to could have actually been, you know, a multi-billionaire and I could have married him, I kind of want to look him up on Facebook and find that out. I think we're all interested, right? Or you fell in love with some woman and you want to know what she looks like now that she's 50 or 60. I mean, we all, like, do that kind of stuff. We'll look them up. We do that. So now, this is interesting. So Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, he says he's deactivated his Facebook account. He has not been involved with the day-to-day operations of Apple in decades. Remember, it was he and Steve Jobs that worked out of a garage in the 80s, right? But he is an active user of social media. It's funny, I've never followed him on Facebook. I completely forgot to follow Steve Wozniak. And he uses Twitter accounts and things like that. And in an email interview with USA Today, Wozniak wrote that he was no longer satisfied with Facebook, knowing that it makes money off the user data. He said the profits are all based on the user's info, but the users get none of the profits back. Apple makes its money off of good products, not off of you. As they say with Facebook, you are the product. So Wozniak dumping Facebook is huge because people appreciate these tech giants. People glorify, they idolize these tech giants. And for a tech giant to say no more to Facebook, that's some pretty serious stuff. Apparently there's a hashtag delete Facebook going all over the place. I'm not ready to delete Facebook because, again, this isn't a surprise to me. I'm not posting pictures of my kids anymore. I mean, my profile is kind of public. And so I've been blown away that some of my stuff will be on regular Google when I thought it would just be on Facebook. So I've kind of learned to already kind of hone it down. But I am, though, fascinated with the concept of some of these companies being too big. And Donald Trump has been on the warpath with Amazon. And Amazon is a pretty big company. They just keep getting bigger and better and bigger and better. They can hire more robots. They can start doing pharmacy, groceries. There's nothing Amazon can't do. But you can't, in a capitalistic society, say, you're getting too big, we need to stop you. So Donald Trump found, and I'm sure many people in his administration, that there's issues with the way they pay taxes and use the postal service. And I'm reading an article here from USA Today by Jeremy Bowman, who said, Trump is right. Amazon is a master of tax avoidance. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has been relatively quiet. They are the second most valuable company in the country. They're worth nearly $800 billion, only behind Apple. But the company paid no U.S. income taxes on a $5.6 billion, they said, on, according to this, on $5.6 billion in domestic profits last year, thanks to a $789 million windfall, they said, from the new tax law. That's according to the Institute of Taxation and Economic Policy. During the previous 5 years, Amazon had paid an effective tax rate of 11.4%, according to ITEP, compared to its traditional retail peers who usually pay between 35% and 40%. Why? Well, because sales tax. There's a lot of things that they get to exploit, they say. And again, I don't know much about the whole tax thing, and I'm not for or against Amazon, but I do think they're kind of big. And if they're not paying their share of taxes, that kind of stinks. They say the pre-internet era sales taxes were imposed by states and municipalities were only assessed if a retailer had a physical presence inside that domain. For most of its history, Amazon avoided charging sales tax on most of its customers by shipping goods from the few low population sites where it had warehouses. And these sites had the no sales tax rule, I guess. And the strategy gave Amazon an unfair advantage and deprived states and municipalities of revenue that they would have normally collected. Then there's, they say the company selects its bids in cities from regions interested in hosting its headquarters, and they promise a $5 billion in investment and 50,000 new jobs over the next decade. They've already received over 200 bids with offers as lucrative as $7 billion in tax incentives from Newark, Chicago, etc. And I guess that's a great way for them to make money, finding out the best tax incentive package available. They say consistently Amazon has reported minimum profits, meaning it has paid very little taxes as taxes are based on profits. They say the strategy is generally seen as sacrificing profits for market share and long-term competitive advantage. It's also a way of avoiding taxes. Because, you know, you do wonder, I mean, are we really paying less for a product? Or are we, you know, are we really paying the cheapest possible? I mean, what overhead are they getting? Now, they say Walmart paid $64 billion in income tax in 2017. Amazon, 1.4. So Amazon does seem to be paying less taxes. But this idea, you know, going back to the book I read, Ready Player One, you know, can a company just keep getting bigger, bigger, bigger? And because the public wants it, I mean, you know how easy it is to just log on to your Amazon account, not have to price shop, even though there are some places that will be a little cheaper. But just not at the price shop. Log in, get whatever you want, whether it's a retinal scan or a thumbprint. Okay, you know, some stores, they're not even having you sign anymore for credit cards because nobody verifies the signature anyway. Everybody scribbles and nobody cares. So later it'll be either through retinal scan or whatever. And you just go, oh, I need more milk. Log on, get your milk. There's some account. Takes from the account. You get the milk delivered. You get your pharmacy that way. You get all your products that way. You could live through Amazon. And like with the book, with Oasis, you also get your entertainment. You could watch movies, you could have virtual sex, you could play games, you could whatever. And so people live through their console. I don't like that. I really like people walking down the street saying hi. I like sex with real people. You know, well, my husband. Although virtual sex with Michael Fassbender does seem tempting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I should have opened with the Grease song, right? Grease is a word that you heard. Oh, Grease turns 40. For those of us who remember seeing Grease in the movie theaters, oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm just barely in my 40s. Barely. I love the movie Grease. Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta. Apparently, they are celebrating its 40th anniversary by the movie played in multiple theaters this Sunday, Wednesday, and next Saturday. Dozens of showings in multiple different cities. And it was a really, really good. It was funny. There was love. There were bad guys. There were bad girls. There were, you know, bullying, and it was really good. You know, the funny thing about Grease is every time I'm in L.A., and I'm in L.A. almost every month, And remember where they had the race with Greece with the two cars, and it's in the L.A. River? And, you know, you see the white. You see it in all sorts of movies now. Almost every, even like I think Fear of the Walking Dead, they always film in that L.A. River area because, you know, there's no cars there. And so there's a lot of things you could do there. And so every time I see it, I think of Greece. I don't think of Terminator 2. I don't think of, what was that Kurt Russell movie? Escape to New York or Escape to L.A.? I don't think of that movie, but I always think of Greece. And so you just can't get out of it. So it's been basically four decades. It came out in 1978, a smash musical. In fact, I don't know, was it not a musical? Was it like a theater first production and then it went to the stage? Or was it on the stage? I don't know. But people love 50s music. People love John Travolta. I thought he was rad. I thought he was awesome. So what is Danny Zuko doing these days? So I looked up on Daily Mail. They have Grease Turns 40. Of course, John Travolta had been really big in the 70s, right? Because he had the Welcome Back, Kata. He had the Saturday Night Fever. But I think Grease is what made him the superstar. I think that came before Saturday Night Fever. So he was Danny Zuko. He played the bad boy and kind of the dork, you know, but he was supposed to be cool. And he's been in multiple films, as you know, Pulp Fiction, Hairspray, Face Off, that. He's 64 years old, still married to Kelly Preston. They've been married since 1991, three children. He did lose his son, remember, 2009, as a result of a seizure, age 16. Not sure what his latest projects are. I'll have to look on IMDb. But he's still going strong and still really talented. Olivia Newton-John, one of my favorites, and hopelessly devoted to you. Oh, my gosh. I will sing it. I will not sing the hopelessly. Okay, I won't sing everything. But, oh, my God, awesome. She's Australian. She played the innocent Sandy. And wasn't she in Xanadu? Xanadu. Yeah, not a good movie, but I still sing Xanadu. All right. And then she's been on tour. I believe she's has a residency in Las Vegas, had a show in Las Vegas. She has beaten cancer twice. From what we understand, it might have come back when she had certain back pain issues, and I believe she was fighting breast cancer. Had a lot of trauma going on in her life, but she's still going strong and still as beautiful as ever. Stalker Channing. Stalker Channing is the one that played Rizzo. And what was interesting about her is she was one of the oldest member of the cast of students. I remember she was in her 30s. And we were like, wait a second, she's supposed to be playing a 16, 17-year-old, and she's already in her 30s. But very talented actress. I believe she did Abby Bartlett in The West Wing. She won an Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actress. She is currently 76 years old, still looks fabulous, has been married and divorced four times over the year, but has been in a relationship now with cinematographer Daniel Gillum for more than 20 years. She's still looking great. Didi Kahn. Didi Kahn is the one that did The Beauty School Dropout. She was the one that had the pink hair. She was Frenchie. That's who she was. Yeah. And so she's done some other movies. She was also in Grease Live. When they did that, Grease Live wasn't the best, but, you know, but she was in that. And she has a son who has autism. And she's been married to composer David Shire. Jeff Conway was the sexy Knicky. And he was also in Taxi. He played Bobby Wheeler in Taxi. Unfortunately, he had a substance abuse problem. From what I understand, he had to leave Taxi by third season. I didn't know that. And he received treatment in the 80s, later relapsed. He appeared on Celebrity Rehab. Unfortunately, he passed away at age 60, too young, due to drug-related pneumonia. I loved Kinnicky. He was just excellent. And then Barry Pearl. Barry Pearl was the one who was the, gosh, I forget what he played, Duty? Was that his name, Duty? He was the one that threw the pie at the coach. So he did return to the franchise, that Grease Live thing. Didn't really do much. He became an acting teacher. So very, very cool. If you guys need a feel-good movie, definitely watch Grease again. You could sing all the songs. I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't understand the whole Ferris wheel thing. I never understood how they got a Ferris wheel onto the school grounds. That kind of confused me. Yeah, that I don't get that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A member of Ferrari's Formula One pit crew suffered a horrible, horrible injury at Sunday's Bahrain Grand Prix, where one of the team's cars drove over his leg during a botched tire change stop. This has been reported by Fox News. Francesco Cigarini was trying to remove a stuck wheel when a car driven by Kimi Raikkonen was mistakenly lowered from its jacks and given the all clear to pull away. So you see the video, and it shows the car's left rear tire striking Cigarini's lower leg, snapping it in the middle as he falls to the pavement. Not good. So immediately the car stopped and left the race. Cigarini was rushed to the hospital. Doctors confirmed he suffered fractures from both his tibia and fibia. Now, he's, you see his Instagram picture from BDF Hospital. He has a thumbs up. He's pretty much casted up to his mid-thigh. And he appears to be in good spirits. But, wow. Raikkonen told Sky Sports, I go when the light is green. I don't see what happens behind. Unfortunately, he got hurt, but my job is to go when the light changes. Yeah, not very sympathetic there. Ferrari driver Sebastian Vettel had won the race, but the team was fined €50,000 for the unsafe release of Raikkonen's car. Yeah, that's not good. I guess the latest race car movie, no, not Cannonball Run. I saw movies after that. It was the Talladega Nights. I think that was the last of the race car movies. Love Talladega Nights. And I always wondered how the, you know, pit crews not get run over. Because, I mean, you have to, like, run out to the car as it comes up. I just don't get that, you know? Okay, so, I live in Las Vegas. And we have been pretty damn proud of the Vegas Golden Knights. We have been, you know, and somebody said, do you want to put some money down that we'll make the playoffs? Nah, I'm not a betting woman. I'm not really, really good. But the Golden Knights have been long shots to win the NHL championship before the beginning of the season in October. Some odds makers' places are initially offering them as high as 500-1. They say a lot of the sports books are exposed to mid-six-figure liabilities if the team wins at all. I don't gamble a lot, so I'll put a little money on football. And I was like, well, the Golden Knights look good. They could, you know, Las Vegas. It's always, you know, beginner's luck when it comes to Vegas. First time you come to Vegas, you usually win, right? Beginner's luck. And the Golden Knights have an amazing team. But they say we made the Pacific Division title. The next sportsbook loss would come if the Golden Knights win the Western Conference Championship. And then if we won the Stanley Cup, well, we. Now, the Golden Knights have been our first major professional expansion team for Las Vegas. We have been ecstatic. Not only them, because we're also getting the Raiders. And so, not to mention, you know, we have Celine Dion and Britney Spears and Elton John and, you know, Donnie and Marie. So we have a lot of cool stuff. But this has been an exciting year. So for those of you wanting me to give you any scoop on the Golden Knights, and, you know, I can't. All I can tell you is they're great, and I wouldn't be surprised if they won the Stanley Cup. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, it's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. And participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, as expected, vaping is now an epidemic among middle and high school students. We knew this would happen. We were so confident that we were going to fight tobacco and we were going to stop the tobacco crisis. And we had these products, these electronic cigarettes and these e-juice sort of cartridges and Juul and all that. And we were so excited that we were going to help the population of people who smoke. And we did.
Good job. Everybody get a good pat on your back. Well done. But as expected, the young ones started to dabble in it. To the point that there is now a, quote, epidemic in middle and high school students with vaping. Last month, the CDC reported that 4.3% of middle school students and 11.3% of high school students vape e-cigs. I'm telling you, that's an underestimation. 1 in 10 vape, it's more than that in high school. They say this week, results from a 2016 National Youth Survey, Tobacco Survey, was released, and it showed a 900% jump in use among teens from the years 2011 to 2015, with 500,000 middle school students admitting, so that these are just the ones admitting that they vape, and 1.7 million high school students having vaped per year? No, within the last 30 days. 1.7 million high schoolers vaped in the last 30 days, 500,000 middle school students in this survey. More studies hopefully are out, and we're going to see these numbers even rise more. Now, e-cig products, you're not supposed to be able to purchase them under 18, but you can over 18. And use of Juul and other vaping products have gone viral. RJ, who wants to remain anonymous, he's a senior at a local Las Vegas high school, says almost everyone vapes. No one smokes anymore due to the health risks. They think vaping is safer and cooler. Smoking's out. Vaping, definitely in. And so the one thing that a lot of us predicted was you had a bunch of students, even me, you know, in school, where I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to smoke. You know, I've tried grandma's and mom's cigarettes. I don't like it. I don't want to get in trouble at school. I don't want to hang with that crowd. I'm fine with not smoking. But now you have these students that would have never done that pick up an e-cig. And you want to know what? I would have done that in high school. I'm honest. I didn't want to do drugs. I didn't want to drink in high school. I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want to do stupid things because I really was career-oriented. But if somebody had a strawberry daiquiri-flavored e-cig that I could put in my mouth and taste the flavor, I would have been all over that. Because I wouldn't have thought it was going to be as addictive. I'm like, well, it's not tobacco. If there is a little nicotine, I think I'll be fine. I mean, I'm being honest. I was a real goody two-shoes. And so that's what I think is happening. You have people who would have never touched a cigarette. It's one thing to say, look, vaping is helping those who smoke, not smoke. Or vaping is going to be healthier for the kids to do than smoking. But you're assuming that that it would be only the people who were destined to be addicted to tobacco were going to reach for one of these things. No. We are now opening this up and widening the demographic of people who just want to fit in that were really anti-smoking. You got a lot of people anti-smoking out there. And they think it's a safe way to look cool. Now, the Juul case, now you guys have seen the Juuls. It is sleek. It is smooth. It is easy to hide. It is sexy looking. And it looks like a flash drive. So a lot of these kids are using Juuls. And the flavors. So I pull up some of the flavors. You got to see this. Bananas Foster flavor. Bananas Foster. Can you believe that? Yum. Vanilla custard. Not only do you have the coffee flavor, strawberry, lemon, vanilla, cola, there's clove, there's apple, there's peach, there's chocolate flavored, watermelon, grape, pomegranate, red wine flavor, kiwi, white wine flavor, lavender tea, blueberry, mango, orange, guava, passion fruit, pink lemon, or lemon on lime, strawberry. Yum. Pineapple coconut flavors. They're like, so it's endless, the type of flavors. I would probably do Bananas Foster. Now, at the start of the year, there was a study looking at how addictive vaping is. Because some people are like, nah, but it's not going to be like tobacco. It's not going to be like tobacco. Well, they said teens who start vaping were 2.5 times likely to become tobacco smokers within a year. Vaping is a gateway drug to later smoking cigarettes. So those people who were never even going to touch a cigarette can do so if they start to vape. Why? Because your unfiltered e-cigs will give students that nicotine buzz or the tobacco buzz that they're not getting from vaping. And you can only go so much on the nicotine in the e-juice. So some students may be drawn to the unfiltered cigarettes. Now, how risky is vaping? I don't know. Every time I publish an article, one of my listeners gets all ticked off. No, no, vaping is safe. Stop it. You guys are, you know, promoting false news. I just got my studies from the medical place. So John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, they revealed these toxic levels of lead from the heating coil element leak into the vaporized fluid that we inhale. The heating coil heats up. The metal from the heating coil falls into the aerosol. A month before, there was a study from New York University found vaping to increase cancer and heart disease risk. In 2015, there was a University of Minnesota study finding e-cig vapor to include chemicals such as formaldehyde and other metals that are linked to bladder cancer. Now, all of this is on my website at drdahlia.com. This is interesting. This we didn't talk about. If you try to confiscate your kid's e-cig, or if you're a teacher, you better be careful because you could get sick. Last month, John Conway, an assistant principal at Jamestown High School in North Dakota, he fell ill after confiscating a device and its juice from two high school students who were smoking in the bathroom. Now, what happened with him is after he locked it up into a bag, he started to become nauseous. He got dizzy. He had these huge emotional swings, like mood swings. And then he later had this big, intense headache. Now, I think he refused going to the hospital because he figured that's what it was. But he basically got nicotine toxicity because the juice is concentrated because it has to last a certain amount of time and it has to be aerosolized. So this reminds us that if you have little kids or pets, they could really get hurt by these. So we need to use, you know, care when we handle and dispose of the concentrated liquid. We need to realize that these kids are sneaking it in, flash drive my foot. Kids want to get buzzed. They want to look cool. They have a sweet tooth. Kids have a sweet tooth, right? Because they have more insulin. They have higher metabolism. So you put something sweet in their mouth. You guys remember in high school somebody would sell those big, huge candy bars? You know, for soccer or cheerleading or whatever. And they would be a buck a bar. And you would buy it. A dollar a bar. And you would buy it. And you would gobble that sucker down within seconds. You were so hungry. And you wanted sugar. So something sweet that they could taste that wakes them up in class. You know how many times we fall asleep in class? We always want to sleep because we're growing. So, you know, the urge to take a nap and not be alert while we're learning our Shakespeare or our cos, sine, and tan and trigonometry, this wakes kids up. Of course they're loving it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.